5, 6, 4. We'll sing all three verses. Follow me.
Spread the glory, Jesus, abroad. 157 in the supplement. Number 157, we will glorify.
Thank you. 33, the banner of the cross. The banner of the cross.
All three verses.
There's a roar.
Oh, To God be the glory.
Number 44 in the blue book.
All three verses.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done, so loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. O come to the Father through every
how did God's singers get on? All three verses.
The song of delight.
Yeah. Oh. May this my glory be.
May this my glory be. I think it's like 161. May this my glory be. Yeah, it's 161.
Jesus.
626, it is well with my soul. We'll sing all four words.
Thank you.
have two more songs, and then, Josh, do you have anything else to add after we finish singing?
Yes.
Okay. After those two songs, Josh is going to say a few words, and then David Crawford will lead us in a word of prayer to close us out. Thank you to all the guys that got up here and led singing tonight, and thank you to everyone who sang their hearts out tonight. I wish you all could have been up here at the front listening to all of your voices behind me. Anyways, thank y'all, and we'll have two more songs, and then Josh.
We're marching to Zion, number 190. We're marching to Zion, all three verses. Like Ben saying, thank you for all the beautiful singing. We've got a taste of heaven tonight, and we have a lot to look forward to, getting to spend eternity singing praises to God. Let's sing out on this song. Come we down.
are going to get tired of hearing me, I guess. I wouldn't be up here if I didn't think I had something I needed to say. So I just ask for your attention for just a second, and then we'll be done for tonight. I would say that you have no idea how much you've encouraged me tonight, but then I realized I sincerely hope that's not true. And I hope that in some way you are half as encouraged as I am, and you might even be more so. Thank you all for coming here, and thank you for all the people who have helped to make this weekend possible and are continuing to work to make it possible. I wanted to remind you that if you have needs to participate in the sleepover powwow meeting, that's what we'll call it, we're going to meet right here, and I'm just going to pair you up with somebody who's got room. So if you're offering or if you're looking, please come here and we'll figure that out real quick. It shouldn't take long. Also, I want to say, if you have spiritual needs, you don't have to wait till Sunday or Wednesday or for me to say, come now as we stand and sing or anything like that. If you hear something or you think of something that stirs your heart and you realize you need to make your life right with God, if we can help you with that, there's no better time to do that than tonight. And if you decide to become a Christian tonight, you might just have to put up with about 267 hugs. But we'd all be really encouraged to help you with that too. So if we can help you with any of those things, please talk to us and let us know. Tomorrow we will be back here at 9:30. I wanted to make sure I announced that time. And we are on a little bit of a schedule, so we're going to try to start at 9:30. So if you're one of those people, plan to be here at 9:15, and then you'll actually get here on time. So anyway, why don't we stand while we say a prayer together? And I'm going to ask David Crawford to come up to the front where the microphone is, and he will lead us in a prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. Thanks.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, as we close out the day, Father, we're thankful for the avenue of prayer that we have to come and talk to you about our problems and our struggles each day that we have. What a blessing that is, Father, to have that way to you. Father, as we heard tonight that as we struggle and we feel like we're tempted and overcome by sin and things, we know that in a way we're living our life right. And we pray that you'd help us not to get down in that and to look for you for comfort. And we pray that you'd help us to have the attitude that Paul had. And even when we're in our darkest hours and we feel like everyone's on us, we pray that you'd help us to shine bright in a dark world. Father, an even greater example than Paul, we have Jesus, your son. As he came down on this earth and as he was tempted as a man and went through every struggle that we have, that we seem to feel like we can't overcome, your son did it, and he did it for us. And he crawled up on that cross, Father, and he was mocked and spit on, humiliated for my sins. Help us never to forget that and to look to him and to you for our strength and our comfort. Father, it's been said tonight, what an encouragement it is to be around a group of Christians such as these, and an encouragement is the age group here that is willing and wanting to do what's right and to listen to the gospel and to further our knowledge here. We are the future, Father, and in the world that we live in, we pray that that we will lead the future in a way that's acceptable to you. Father, we pray that you bless the rest of this study tomorrow and the speakers that are speaking. We pray that the things that they have prepared, that it will be easily understood by us, and that we can apply them to our lives. Father, we're thankful for the singing that we had tonight, and we pray that the things that we sung were a sweet smell to you, Father, and that it's not only for us as it is encouraging, but it's for you. As we leave now tonight, Father, we pray that you'd help us to be bold as we go out in the world and to be shining lights to those around us. Once again, Father, we're thankful for your son and what he means to us as Christians. And it's through his name we pray. Amen.